All right, welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, this is a show about nothing and everything. He's Mike Sofka.
And he's Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
Welcome to show number...
19.
Perfect. Both Mics, heard everywhere. Podcasts can be heard. iHeartRadio, twitch.tv/BothMics, YouTube. God, Google Podcasts. Look at all those names on there. YouTube, I said that.
So wherever Stitcher. You find stuff, you'll find us. That's
yes.
Pretty much
we're like dirt. We're everywhere.
Nice. Well, hopefully we're like dirt. Hopefully we're getting around here. Hey, you know, we've been talking about this Chinese rocket. It finally landed. Did you see this? It did hit in the ocean.
In the ocean.
So it's...
It had a, you know, a 66.667% chance of landing there. So I guess that's good.
Now... Of course, the dark world will tell you that there was possibility that that was going to be used as an incoming missile, yet it was redirected by the Space Force. And yeah, buddy, I've heard it all. It's pretty alarming. I think it
was.
But think about it. If we have the technology to take one of those rockets and bring it back on what you and I have talked about in the past, a postage stamp in the ocean, they have that too. They have it. They've stolen it. If they can make iPhones over there better than we can over here, faster and cheaper, they got that.
Right. Yeah. What was it? Heading to Jerusalem, maybe? Because, you know, they shot like 150 rockets in that direction. Someone.
Yeah.
Palestinian.
That was Palestine.
I'm hearing voices.
Is that Mike Jr. there?
Yeah. I got the message. Join the call if you guys needed help. And
No. I thought.
Right.
Join over in Twitch.
Yeah. Gotcha.
No, we're fine. We're fine. Thank you, though. You're welcome to join. I'll just change everything real quick to 3 mics.
I'm going to go eat food. All right. Later, guys.
Later.
Thank you. That was our IT tech person here who helps us out here.
That was our crack IT support.
So, they were talking about this... all over the place, and it's good that I hear this, because we were talking about the Chinese rocket. We were talking about the aliens, and we're going to get the aliens in a second. Everybody's on this stuff, so I think I feel good about what we're talking about here, but why don't you explain, Mike, who the aliens are, what we're talking about when we're talking about aliens.
The aliens? The ones from Uranus?
Yes.
Whoa!
Hey!
Hey!
I'm missing our... There it is.
Okay. There we go. Look at that.
I'm trying to look at it.
Well, it's there.
That's all right. Just tell everybody who it is. Tell them who we're talking about.
Jeffrey Bezos?
Yep, he's one.
And the guy from Saturday Night Live.
The guy from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, right? Elon Musk.
Yes. Musk. There's a picture of Elon right there if you're on the video, if you're on the feed there.
Hey, twitch.tv/Tom and Dan. No, not Tom and Dan. Both mics.
Yeah, thank you. So last week, you're pimping you're pimping the Tom and Dan cup, and then this week, you're giving them promos.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Are you on a payroll over there? Did I steal some of their customers?
I wish. Oh. They actually have a payroll.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen here. Our guy Elon here, did you watch him on Saturday Night Live this past week?
We DVR'd it and watched it last night.
How was it? I didn't see it.
It was all right. He could tell he was uncomfortable and, you know, not real polished. Not many reps with the old hosting Saturday Night Live. So he was kind of stiff. Right. And he said that dog coin is a hustle.
Oh, it's not good?
Well, he's invested in it, right? Isn't he like the big dog in it? But he also said it was a hustle.
Gene Simmons is all over like 5 or 6 different kinds as well. And it's got me thinking, Mike, I'm thinking about cleaning out the 401ks, converting them to gold and Bitcoin. That's what I'm thinking about doing.
You got that shelter out back dug up yet?
No, it's just I'm trying to protect what little I got. You know, I mean, shit. This thing comes crashing down like a house of cards, like it looks like it's about to, and the cryptocurrency's taking off. guys like Elon Musk don't make the money they make by making stupid moves. So if he's invested in something, you need to be invested in it.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking if he's invested in it, it might be too late for the rest of us. I don't know.
No, I don't think so based on what's
a dog coin going for? What is a dog coin?
I
don't
know. I thought it was going for a little less than a buck, like 60, 70 cents. But I know people that got in at like 20 cents.
Yeah, well, not too long ago, it was like less than a penny. It was, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, so I'm willing to do that and pretend day trade with that, you know?
Right?
buy it on Monday, sell it on Friday.
Yeah. Well, it would be like a long haul thing. And then what's it worth? What can you spend it on? I don't know. You can buy a Tesla?
I think they're making it. I don't know if you've been watching, but Chase and Bank of America and all these banks are going to start accepting it as currency. And it's going to be like a separate way to check out. So if you're checking out for something online, you can click eBay or PayPal or Venmo or your bank account or however you want to pay. It's just going to be another way to pay. The good news is, though, that it doesn't constantly deflate like the common currency we have right now, the fiat currency that we have. This will actually help you protect yourself because you buy now, you put your money in now, then your money's growing as you're using it. I think it's tremendous if you're in at the right time. I think Bitcoin's going to go up to about 90,000. It's at just under 60.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm not gonna give everybody the parade wave as I'm the only one on the curb and they're all on the float eating cake. You know, I'm gonna get on that float and eat some cake. That looks pretty damn good.
My nephew was actually gifted a Bitcoin, like 12 years ago.
Oh, then he's got $60,000.
Yeah, and like he's like, yeah, it's somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, you should like maybe investigate it and you know find your username and password to freaking Bitcoin.com and figure it out. Yeah.
Apparently,
meanwhile he's crying the blues.
Apparently there was a story a couple weeks ago. I remember seeing it. I think we may have talked about it. I don't remember. A guy had bought into Bitcoin back in the day, like you said, when it was real cheap like that, had 12 Bitcoins.
Wow.
12. And when he changed over his phones, something happened. It was on his phone. He thought it was on his SIM card. He's trying to cash in on these 12 Bitcoins, and the only thing that he can think to do is find his old phone and pull that information off the phone itself, and then he'll have the unlock or the key or whatever. I don't know how that works. So he's offered like $1 million to anybody who finds his phone for him. It's something stupid. Maybe it's not million, 100,000, whatever. Because if it's 60,000, you have 12 of them. Well, 10 is 600,000, right?
Right.
And then 8. So 720,000. Maybe he's offering 100,000 to whoever finds his phone.
Yeah. That's insane. I don't know.
You know, I don't agree with all this stuff. I'm just trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
I mean, shit. I don't want to be the one that's sitting there going, I didn't get the memo. Talking about another alien, Bill and Melinda. Their impending divorce.
That's a horrible picture.
Yeah, well, it looks like two dudes.
It does. Or it looks like a guy in drag.
Robin Williams from that movie where he dressed as the nanny.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That maybe that's why Robin Williams is no longer with us. Maybe he took on the full-time role of Melinda Gates.
Oh, God. What? Really? Do people look in the mirror anymore? Well, granted, I'm no freaking bathing beauty or anything, but
I mean, here, think about it, though. I mean, Bill Gates is an ugly dude, and for his age, and he's got all the money in the world, he could probably just about get anybody he wants, and they must have fell in love at one time, I guess, but, wow, it looks like she fell on a hot shovel after that. I mean, Christ.
Oh, God.
Looks like she was walking through the yard and somebody left the rake laying up and she stepped on it and it went up, flap, hit her in the face.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
She almost looks like that chick from Sex and the City. What's her name? The
Dee Schneider.
Yeah, right? Sarah Jessica Parker with the big horse face there.
Dee Schneider, yeah. Never see him in the same room together. I say it's the same person.
If only I had a picture of Dee Schneider and Eater. Would have been perfect. We did get one of our videos blocked one time for showing video of the show we were at where he came out dancing like Santa and shit into Santa Claus.
In Santa Claus? That was a great show.
Yeah, and YouTube didn't like it, so I had to pull that segment out of the show.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Those I got those tickets free from a radio station.
That's great. What great, great thing. I think it was a last minute thing too, wasn't it? Or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I don't remember for sure, but yeah, it was like just before Christmas too.
So the other alien we were talking about was Jeff Bezos, and of course he's always jealous of Elon Musk. Remember, we talked about this. He had to go out and get Blue Origins, a space program. Now he's bitching and arguing because he's not getting the contracts yet. NASA gave him all this money.
And he blew through it.
Jesus, dude. It's crazy. I just got, you know, I feel for Elon Musk. I heard one of the things he said was, I developed an electric car and I got us to Mars and bringing back the boosters. Is that not enough? What else do you want from me?
I'm dying over here. Nice. Looks like we have people in the chat room here.
Well, good. Chat it up, man. Chat City. Chatbot boy.
Third party controller. Is that a person or is that like a moderator?
That would be little Mikey.
Would it be? Yeah. Ah, he's got a crown. Or I have a rocket. Or a sword. I think I have a sword.
I'm trying to chat. I'll figure it out.
Right?
I'll get one of these young whippersnappers.
So yeah, Bezos is getting a $5 million yacht? Yeah, didn't he just get like a 55-foot yacht and he's buying a 77-foot yacht?
I guess.
Why not? I just want a 30-footer. 28 feet, 30 feet, little cabin underneath so I can hide from the sun. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, but if you have a yacht, like Tom Brady just bought one.
It's Tom Brady I'm thinking of. That's who I'm thinking of. He had a 55-foot yacht, and now he went with a 77-foot yacht. So this way he can throw the Super Bowl trophy farther now.
Right.
In Tampa Bay, in the bay. Of Tampa.
And it's bad for the haters. They're he's flaunting money and he should be giving money away. Look, don't be a hater. Be happy the guy's doing what he's doing. Be glad for the person. Why you gotta hate? Just because they're making more money than you and they're more successful than you. Find your thing like that. Make him jealous of you at whatever you do. I mean, do you.
Just be happy he's on our side.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Pretty scary. I mean, but with these aliens that we're talking about, Musk, Bill and Melinda, Bezos, they have made the world better overall, I think, but I don't think they've made it to the point where I don't have disdain for them, but I just don't agree with their choices all the time. But it's they're in the news all the time. I think it was Bezos bought an apartment building, not the building. He bought a couple apartments, like three of them in Manhattan, knocked them all down, made one giant apartment. I think he's bought others around it now. He's got a 46,000 square foot apartment. That's like 10 times bigger than my house. And he's got that in New York. Now, I don't recall hearing everybody come out and blast him for, he's the rich of the rich and all this, like they used to, our old buddy, the Orange Man. They used to rip on him all the time for stuff like that. How is it that some people get a pass like that and some people don't?
Well, it just depends on the flavor of the week, you know? What do they feel like busting on, the way the news is? Now, it's all for profit now.
Supposedly, the woke generation or whoever, they didn't like Musk going on Saturday Night Live. Do you know what the hubbub was about with that? Is it because it was him, or
I don't know. Is that his way of selling out? You know, I don't know. There was nothing shocking about it. Like I said, it was real vanilla, real stiff. You know, you could tell it was like watching Sheldon from freaking The Big Bang Theory. one of the first things he said was that, you know, he's the first person to admit to have Asperger's and host Saturday Night Live. Even though it's my understanding Dan Aykroyd has Asperger's and hosted Saturday Night Live, I guess he just never admitted to it. So, That's the thing. Yeah, he was talking about that, and he was talking about how smart he is, and, you know, how he's revolutionized things and blah, blah, blah. And they did some skits with him where, you know, he played a nerd. Imagine that. You know, that was a stretch. Yeah, but it was, you know, it was nothing to write home about. Nothing shocking, nothing over the top.
I did hear that they were, somebody is charged now, somebody in the woke audience or what have you, because of what they're calling black hate speech by using the AAVE. That's African American Vernacular or something. So they were using words or phrases that are supposed to be connected with the black community, but they...
What are you talking about, Mike?
Yeah, right. But they were using these terms and phrases by white actors only in the skit. Did you see that? Did you hear that? Because I didn't watch.
I don't remember specifically. It was yesterday I watched it. Come on.
What it is and I don't remember. I'm going to have to find this. I'm going to have to search it out. Do you remember years ago they used to call it Ebonics? And that became racially insensitive. You can't say Ebonics because now it has a negative connotation. Supposedly, that's what the woke generation calls it now. African American. I don't know. It's like you can't say these words or phrases because your skin color is this, and if you do, you're racist. But I can tell you what to say or do based on the color of your skin. I mean, it's so counterintuitive. There, it's like you hear yourself talking, yet again, line in the sand is drawn.
Well, those people just need to mind their own business.
One of the words they said, listen to this, one of the words they were claiming is bestie.
Bestie?
I thought that was a seventh grade girl's thing. Oh, you're my bestie on texting or something.
Yeah, it's like a Karen thing, I thought.
Yeah,
Or is that racist too now, to Karen?
Everything's racist.
Yep.
That is going to be one of the rules. I'm going to make one of the rules. Everything is racist.
Okay. Everything is fake.
Rule number one, it's all fake.
It's all fake. Rule number two. I'm going to write these down.
People are stupid.
Okay. Hold on. One. Everything is fake. Everything is fake. Number two. People are stupid or everyone is stupid?
No, not everyone's stupid, but people.
People.
People are stupid.
Those people?
No, I'm not talking about those people.
Well, those people are those people.
Correct.
And you know, I'm actually writing it down and I wrote people are people.
Nice.
So let me cross out people are people. People are stupid. Number three.
Well, I'll give you number three today. I'll give you that. Don't trust anyone.
Don't trust anyone. But what was the number three you gave a pseudo three a minute ago?
No, that's not. Yeah, but it doesn't rank that high on the list.
Okay. So is there a B list?
No. It's just you have to know rule one.
And if there is a B list, is that racist because there's a B list?
Yes, exactly. You'll be happy to know I tried to order stickers for us with the BM on it, the big circle with a BM, and I was told I couldn't do it because that's racist.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I was going to go somewhere with that. Sorry.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, what could possibly be B&M? And I know there was a butcher in the town I grew up in called B&M Butcher. Of course, B&M is always the old bowel movement.
Yeah, B&M, we're the shit. Tune in, we're the shit.
Yes. Yes. You get those round ovals, you know, where it says, you know, ORL for Orlando and SA for St. Augustine.
Right.
B&M. Right. And then, you know, across the bottom, where it would say Orlando, Florida or St. Augustine. You got to say, we're the shit. Okay.
So I went to White Castle.
No way.
Yeah. Went to White Castle.
Last one?
It was pretty good, dude.
Were they fresh?
It was a good time. It was the Mike and Lisa, like Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle. So I smoked a big fat joint on the way there, like Howard and Kumar. No, Harold and Kumar. No, I didn't.
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, no, there's a video. It's a separate video. You'll see it on the Facebook pages and on What's Hot in Florida website. I put together a little video, just a minute and a half thing. No big deal, but it just highlights, you know, our time there at White Castle. It was pretty good. It was excellent.
You should put some commentary and make it over 3 minutes.
Why over 3 minutes?
Because that's where the monetary dealio comes with Facebook.
Really?
Yes. I've explained this to them.
Thank you for sharing.
No problem.
Wow. So it has to be over 3 minutes. So if I go 3 minutes, 1 second.
You're good to go. You're rich.
Well, I had plenty of footage, but I'm trying to keep it at, you know, 60, 90, 30s, stuff like, because I think we all have short attention spans, you know?
Okay. Now, I just noticed in one of the clips there, the drive-thru, was the drive-thru open?
Yeah, drive-thru was open. The drive-thru was longer than dine-in when we got there.
Seriously?
Yeah, the first day I went was the day after they opened, the second day. There was a 5.5 hour wait for dine-in and a 5.5 hour wait or 6 hour wait for drive-thru. And then when we went there a couple days after, again, we gave it a try. We went on Thursday. And when we pulled up, the guy said it's about 2.5 hours for dine-in. I didn't ask him about the drive-thru, but when we left, it was 10:45. And we saw there was still a line at the drive-thru, and it was still a line waiting to come in, and they were closing at 1 before they transitioned to 24 hours.
Right. So with the drive-thru, you just get online, and that's your wait, or do you have to call ahead to get online?
No, they said that was it, that, you know, when you pull up, oh, you're here for drive-thru, follow these people, go all the way around this long road, and when you see brake lights, you're at the end of the line.
Wow.
They had two drive-thrus going at the same time. So it was pretty good. I mean, I have a lot of footage. I could have really stretched it and milked it. But, you know, I'm trying to keep things, you know,
quick. You know,
I don't think too many people want to see Mike and Lisa go to White Castle as a two-hour blockbuster movie or something, you know.
You'd be surprised.
You know?
People, you know, if people want to see White Castle, they want to see it. You ever see Kevin Smith answer a question?
Yeah.
I've
he's on and on and on. It's me.
Yep. He's actually done Q&As where he answered one question, and 90 minutes later,
yeah,
they finished the Q&A.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for coming. No, I wanted to see him when he came to the area here last weekend, but there was just no way. I don't do the mask thing very well, so I had to forgive that, even though it was outside.
Yeah, it was the Dr. Phillips area thing, the new place. They have their own little pods. Is there a fly? Is there bugs and gnat flying around?
Hang on 1 second here.
Yeah.
No wonder I couldn't do anything with the sound here. I just discovered that the sound from that video was going over us here. That's not going to be good.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, don't worry. I shut it off. My handy-dandy person. Can you see the red box there?
I can see the red box, but you can't see the red box.
Through your feed.
Yeah, not a feed.
All right. I'm going to keep the video off. But no, the White Castle thing was a great experience, dude. It really was. I was fascinated. We talked about how we hope they had the extra trailer. They did have that. They had outside dry storage. They had the employee break area. for the customers. They had three tents with the back and forth, the lines like you do at Disney World.
Wow.
Under the tents, they had fans. They had coolers of water at each end. Everything was White Castle colors, tastefully done. People were social distancing. Some people had masks. A couple people didn't. But, you know, everybody was respectful. And along the lines, they had these little, on this little stanchions, they had these little questions. Like I think I asked you before. I don't know if you remember this. What do they call the White Castle mobile food truck?
The Crave something with Crave.
Yeah, you're right. The Crave Mobile, and then
Crave Mobile.
So, you know, I had trivia along the way, and it turned out to be a nice evening out. You know, the lights, they have a nice patio area. Inside, it looked like they had about 50 people working inside there, at least. It was, and everyone was hustling. And go to the Facebook page, go to the What's Hot in Florida website, you can see the video and everything. It's a minute and a half, so it was a good time. Brought some White Castle home, was good.
So you bought the two cases, ate one there, took one home?
I think I ended up eating seven, and Lisa ended up eating up four or five, and then we had fries, and we had drinks, and we took some home. We planned to take at least a suitcase home, so I think we got 40, ended up eating 12 of them there. And, you know, I midnight snack that night, I had to get a couple more. And then then the next day I had a good lunch, you know. Yeah, why not?
How well did they reheat?
Very well. I stuck them in my fridge. I didn't take them out of the box or anything like that. And they had the little suitcase. It looked like a radio. It was pretty cool. It was like a suitcase of beer back in the day, but it was like a suitcase of burgers. It was good. There's pictures awesome. Of this stuff. So
yeah, I'm not sure when we're going to be down in Orlando next, but that will be the first stop.
All right, I like it. Cool. I like it. I think by when you get down here, I think in a couple weeks this will die down. But right in the same parking lot as the Portillo's. Is that how you say it? The hot dog malted place.
Really?
Yeah, hot it's dog, in the same parking lot. And it looks like it's only a couple weeks behind the White Castle in the process. Like, they already got everything loaded. It looks like it could be open, but it was closed. So I'm thinking, being they kind of share the parking lot, they're waiting for the White Castle thing to die down. Then they're going to have something. And then in the same parking lot, the third unit there is a Jeremiah's Italian Ice.
Really?
Yeah. So all that stuff's going to be right there. So you could spend your day binge eating crap in the same parking lot at three different places.
Nice.
There goes those sponsors.
I've heard about the Jeremiah Ice. I think it's what, up in Winter Park or Castleberry?
Yeah, they have them all over. And they have a Jeremiah's truck. As a matter of fact, at my son's wedding, that's what they had. They had a Jeremiah truck.
That's cool.
It came up and you just went up and ordered whatever you wanted. It was really cool.
Cool. Yeah.
It was really
good stuff. We have the, in Texas, they had Mr. Softy. And he would make appearances at my job like once a month.
Nice.
And he would, it's like a mobile truck, and it's actually like real soft serve, like chocolate soft serve. Yeah. And there's actually an app where you can locate them. There's GPSs on the damn things. And there's one about 4 miles down the road. He lives down there, and like it's always parked. But he goes everywhere else but here. So...
Yeah, when I was real young, like in my 7, 8 year old, my dad always had these side gigs, and one of them was he drove an Italian ice truck, Penguin Italian Ice, something else to do on the weekends and so forth. This company had like a fleet of them. We were in Middlesex County. We were in Sarreville at the time, I think. And I remember he kind of upped the ante a little bit. He went to some wholesale place and he bought like boxes of baseball cards, blow pops. He had all sorts of extra crap on there.
Right.
And then drove around. It played like a song, like a little brown jug or something, you know. And it was a good product. The Italian Ice was a good product and everything. Fast forward to about 2 or 3 years ago, Lisa and I are downtown Orlando by Lake Eola, and they had some sort of like a farmer's market thing going on. So we stop and we're checking it out. And there's a guy there selling Penguin Italian Ice. So wow. I ask him, I'm like, look, this is going to sound funny, but about 45 years ago. And he goes, yeah, no, that's the same company. I got the franchise rights for Florida, da, 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 da. So he was just selling it there in the park. So I don't know. And then all the craziness happened. So maybe maybe I'll try to look that guy up with Penguin Italian Ice.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't mind having a softy truck, but obviously someone has the territory of St. Augustine. So, oh, well.
Then much later, when we had moved to Florida, my dad asked me, I was in high school, asked me if I wanted to go in Italian Ice business. So I did. He made the Italian Ice, but then he found it was more affordable for him to have somebody else make it, and he paid for it. And I drove the truck, and it was called Rocky's Italian Ice. And
really?
Had Italian flags, had Rocky across it, and we played the Rocky music. Like, dun, 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 dun. You didn't hear Little Brown Jug. No, you heard Eye of the Tiger coming down. You knew that was your cue.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I only did that for about a year. But it was good. It was a good thing. I like. If I could have done it longer, I would have. It just wasn't working out with my school and other jobs and girlfriends and stuff like that.
Did he fold it or did he sell it?
Yeah. I think him and his partner dissolved it, but it was a fun thing. I mean, it was good. It taught me how to open. It taught me kind of how to start a business. But that was, you know, 1984, 1985. Right. Wasn't computerized and stuff like we have today.
Yeah. Now this guy who does the Mr. Softy, when he came to work, he had an iPad. He took credit cards, the whole nine yards. And you pull up in the parking lot, and 20 people will come outside at 2 o'clock. And at $5 an ice cream,
right,
he'd make $100 in an hour, and then he'd go on to the next one. You know, he'd spend an hour. Where Brenda worked, he would go there, but like on different days. So he would make the rounds during the day to the different companies, bring, you know, take in $100 here, $100 there. Yeah. Then he probably parks next to the Little League baseball field and Clayne's house.
Yeah, there was a coffee guy that was doing that in Lake County, and he would just go to the car dealerships, and he was doing well, and he's got his own little place there now. Yep. I have to look him up. I'll have to touch base with him. I'll have to get him on what's hot in Florida. But yeah, no, that's where it's at. Go to the car dealers with crap like that. Man.
Yep.
There was somebody
who had this guy does exactly that, you know? And anybody that is a captive audience buy ice cream.
Well, you can train that. You could train your customer there too. Okay, I'll come by every Tuesday at 2 or whatever, you know.
Yeah, we would know ahead of time, and I would head out there. Nice. Good stuff.
Nice. Hear this thing about Google wanting two-step verification. What do they call that when you have to verify? They text you and everything.
Two-step authentication.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Google is going to make this happen automatically. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We said so.
They had a system that was like optional, and now they're making it like a permanent thing.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with these bots that are out there and so forth. They want to make sure that it's an extra layer of protection. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. What I have a problem is the way you're going about it. I have a problem with you telling me this is... But then again, it's your product, and I'm using your product, so I get it. It is what it is. I get it.
Yeah. Well, like where I work, in order for me to have my work email on my phone, I need to have a password. I never used to use a password on my phone, never, ever, until last year. We end up going home, doing all our work from home. I pick up my email on my phone. I have to have my little finger thing. So I don't do the password. I do the finger. And this new place I'm working, same thing. I don't have everything on my phone, but in order to get onto my computer here at home to go into their system, they push me a notification to my phone, and I just hit approve, and then my computer boots right up and goes right into the company's system.
Hmm.
So I'm used to it by now. But it is a pain in the butt, and to tell people that they have to use it just because they made it and no one wanted it, you know, you make something, no one wants it. Well, how do we solve the fact that no one wants it? Well, we make them.
Somebody had said, and I'm wondering if it was them, that like 96% of the people were like, no, we're good. And they were like, no, you're going to take it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, how do you make someone want it? You tell them they have to in their terms and service policy, whatever the flick it is.
And we talked about this too last couple of shows about the air tags. Remember we talked about the air tags, the tile and the air tag. I guess one's Apple. See if I can get that off your face there.
I've had worse things on my face.
Oh, that's what she said.
So that's tile and CA. What's that? Cadmium? CA?
One of them's Apple. One of them's Amazon. One of them's Apple. So let's see.
Amazon is tile. I told you that that someone on like Nextdoor app was showing a pair of keys and said, I found a pair of keys at the clubhouse by the pool, and on the thing of keys was actually one of those tiles.
Hmm.
So it must have worked real well because this person lost their keys but can't find them because of the tile.
Well, just to kind of rehash where we are, Amazon is beefing up its network. This is according to CNBC Business, is beefing up its network of connected devices to take on technologies like Apple's new AirTags. Amazon announced that it is partnering with Tile, a company that makes trackers for lost items, and Level, which makes smart locks, to use those devices to enhance its tracking network based on Wi-Fi and Bluetooth technology. What does this mean? That means Apple and Amazon are going to use your Wi-Fi and your components, your smart technology. They're going to use that technology in your house without your permission necessarily. I'm sure you've given your permission already and you just don't know
Exactly.
But they're going to use that to triangulate and locate things via this air tags and tiles here. Again, I have a problem with this. I'm sure I've signed off on it already, but I have a problem with you telling me this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're beating Elon Musk at his own game. You know, he's got the Starlink and he's going to, you know, encapsulate everything around the world. Well, Apple and Google and have already done this with their phones. You know, these phones are everywhere. You know,
crazy.
You walk into I wonder how they work. You know, you walk into like a shopping mall and there's 1,000 people and everybody has at least one phone. Some people have two phones, business and personal. And all these phones are working in the Wi-Fi in these places. Like how the hell do they make it work?
It's crazy, isn't it? You know, the thing that makes me the most crazy, and I think I've told this story before, there was a time I lost my phone, and I'm at work, and I call Lisa from the work phone, and I'm like, look, I dropped my phone somewhere, I've lost it, I'm looking for it, I'm calling it, I can't find it. She goes, oh, hold on, and I hear the keyboard going, and she goes, oh, it's in this area of the property, and I went there, and sure enough, there it was, and I was like, wait a second, and then I realized, wow, she knows where I'm at all the time. That could be good or bad, I don't know.
Right? Well, the last flip we did, I dropped my phone, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And
maybe it was in that poop bucket?
It might have been. It was close. It was close to a poop bucket. But you know, I have the holster that I usually wear, and maybe you could see it. There we go. I have that. And for some reason, you know, I checked. I touched my side. My phone wasn't there. I'm like, oh, great. So I retraced all my steps. Couldn't find it. And then my watch, I was thinking, well, maybe someone found it. Someone took off with it. Because, you know, this house flip we did was not in the best area. And my watch buzzed. So I got some sort of notification on my phone that buzzed my watch. So I knew it was within probably 50 feet of where I was. And sure enough, the neighbor found it. I was when I moved his trash cans, it was next to the trash cans where the poop was stored. So,
you know, I think I told you that story before, too. This is going back about 15, 16 years ago before smartphones, clamshell phones. And I was visiting with my mom. And we went.
Yeah, my dad had a flip phone till the day he died. 2012 had a flip phone.
Nice.
Wouldn't give it up.
Nice.
He called Verizon once, pissed off beyond belief because he got a text message. And nice. You told the person on the other end of the phone, if I get another text message, I'm going to take this phone and shove it up. Yeah, up where the sun don't shine.
My the internet, is that thing still around?
Yeah, right?
Well, listen, so my mom and I'm out with her somewhere. She's got the clamshell phone, and we're at Publix or something, and she gets in the car. She goes, oh, where's my phone? We're looking under the seats. We're looking on the floor. I'm looking in the shopping cart. She goes, maybe I left it in the shopping cart. So I took my phone, and I called, and a guy that was, like, literally 20 yards in front of me takes this phone out of his pocket and answers it. And I go, hey, you just answered the phone in the parking lot, right? And he goes, yeah, and he starts looking around. And I go, that's my phone. And he goes, how do you know I have it? And I go, dumbass, I'm talking to you. I can see it. See the guy waving at you?
Right at you.
That's me. So then he walked over, and my mom was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that just happened. But now, right? Now they can find you. If you steal a phone, they can track you. That's the last thing you want to do is steal a phone, right?
Right, yeah. Now, if people do it all the time. They commit murder and do all kinds of stupid, shady crap, and they have their phone with them. Guess what? You're busted, you know?
I'm always thinking that this phone is doing me good. I'm sure it's done me some bad as well, because we'll sit here and we'll talk about a topic, and then the next day it'll be popping up on my Facebook thing or a sponsor related right. thing, because it's listening to what we're talking about.
Yeah. And you know what they say? Well, as long as you're not doing anything wrong or illegal, what's the problem?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Yes, Mom. You're correct. You know, as long as you're not doing anything wrong or illegal.
And the government's that's there to protect me.
Yeah.
Freaking stupid.
Yep.
There was something going on with WhatsApp this week.
What the heck is WhatsApp? Isn't there an apostrophe missing? Not that I'm the grammar Nazi or police or anything right. like that. But what's a WhatsApp?
I guess it's an app the kids are all hip to nowadays. I don't know. I think it's like an instant messaging app.
Well, looking at it, you think it's some sort of telephone app.
Right.
Well, guess what? I have a telephone. I don't need a telephone app. Right. I have a telephone number, too. I don't need a telephone app.
Well, instead of
and
just blasting...
It's not a telephone app. It's bad marketing because I'm looking at the logo and it's a damn telephone.
Well, it's something to me because we talked about Google just saying, no, you're going to take the two-factor authorization whether you like it or not. They're doing right. the same thing when they're changing their terms of service here. And now if you don't accept it, if you try to bypass it, they'll let you use a portion of the app, but they won't let you use the whole app now. It's like, here, sign the papers. Sign the papers, old man.
Right? Make sure it's blue ink. Is it part of Facebook?
I think so. I think Facebook bought them, or I don't know.
I've seen something with Facebook, and like, you know, you just clicking on stuff, and it makes you wanna. It directs you to a page to sign up for WhatsApp, and you know, yeah, no, thank you. Next.
So apparently, we only have a few more weeks to upload unlimited photos on Google Photos.
Wow. Yeah.
Apparently, they're going to cap you at 15 gig. June 1st.
Yeah, and what happens if you're over 15 gigs already?
Well, Google's free unlimited storage is going away on June 1st, which means that you've only got a few weeks left to upload all your pictures and videos before the new 15 gig cap kicks in. So to me, that sounds like you're kind of grandfathered in. So here's the disclaimer part, I guess. As the company had previously announced last fall, Google Photos' beloved policy of allowing users to back up an unlimited number of high-quality photos and videos will be ending next month, replaced by a 15-gig limit before customers will have to pay for more space. So it's kind of gray. This is according to The Verge. It doesn't tell me all that information, but I don't know. They can't just automatically bill you. I think you got to agree to it.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. But will you have access to that 15.001 picture that you always wanted?
Hell, but, I'd like to get some old photo bucket photos back, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I have a photo bucket account, and they capped that. Or actually, they lowered the cap on it, and it made my account be, I guess, overdrawn with pictures. And now every time I try to log in, it tells me that I am over the cap and I need to pay $4.99 a month in order to see those pictures.
But you can't see them to know whether you want to pay $4.99 a month.
Exactly. And I can't delete pictures to get it under the cap to see the pictures for free.
Is there a trial period?
Oh, probably a decade ago. I have pictures there from when we went to go see Cheap Trick at Miami Dolphin Stadium back in 2007?
Oh, yeah.
2008? So, yeah, all that's on there. All that whole decade of 2005 to 2012. You know, I went a Bermuda cruise in 2008. All those pictures are on there. So, and who knows? You know, probably from inactivity, they'll just cancel my damn account. And all those pictures are gone forever. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, I tried to log into the photo bucket, and it still had an old email, and I don't have the email anymore. I switched everything over, and I didn't know that was my sign-in, so now it wants to send me email verification to that email that doesn't exist in order for me to confirm I am who I say I am. And
yep. Yeah, I did that with a Facebook account. I started a Facebook account before they actually had like alternate pages.
Yeah.
Like you have your Mike Sofka page, and then you have your fantasy football page.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not a real page. You log into Mike Sofka to get to that page.
Right.
I did a completely different one with a completely different email address, and it's a guy's name, Mike Taylor. And I've set it up 10 years ago. Yeah. And the only people I accept as friends on the Guys Named Mike Taylor page are Guys Named Mike Taylor. So there's like 50 people that are friends on that page, and it's only Guys Named Mike Taylor. It's freaking, I think it's hilarious.
Nice. And no, it's funny. I knew a Mike Taylor back in my high school days. I knew a guy named Mike Taylor. And then I showed you the pictures in North, like in Clay County or somewhere, by you, a guy running for sheriff. Turns out that's the same guy.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. So I haven't talked to him in forever, but it's pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such hilarious. God, growing up, 2 years younger than me, a town of 8,000 people, Park Ridge, New Jersey, there was two Mike Taylors. Living in Claremont, it was me, my son, Mike Taylor. His best friend in high school was Aaron Taylor.
Hmm.
Aaron's dad and Aaron's brother were Mike Taylor.
Nice.
And then there was a fifth Mike Taylor in Claremont.
You guys could have had a band, the Mike Taylors, like a punk rock band.
Taylor band, like the Dan band, Mike Taylor band. Yeah. So I'm sure it would have been interesting.
So, you use Twitter, right?
Not by choice. It was like when I started with it, I only followed like celebrities. Like I was thinking that Facebook would be like I would follow friends, and then Twitter I would follow celebrities. So what's going on with Twitter now? Oh, hey,
they're changing the way you crop pictures. They're giving you more room. Normally they would crop them for you and you'd cut out half the picture, but now it looks more, it's bigger, it's panoramic, it's up and down on your phone because that's how you're looking at it. It's not a landscape shot, and you could see a lot more area in the picture there.
Okay.
And it reminds me, kind of like you put up that girl-ass picture last week, you laying on the beach and me having to look at your ugly, hairy legs on the beach, telling me you were at the beach and life was good.
Nice.
I'm like, what are you, in high school? Young lady, get back to class. But, you know, that was a chick thing. They would show their legs on the beach or whatever, right?
Okay.
I saw somebody do the same thing with two hot dogs. They made it look like, because that was the thing. Twitter used to crop the chicks' bikini lines. They wouldn't let, you couldn't see the bikini. Like if I was a girl and I'm laying down and the phone's by my boobs and I'm taking a shot, you're going to see my belly. You're going to see the front side of my bikini or whatever. And you're going to see my legs.
Right.
Well, when you did that, if you were a girl, Twitter chopped that off. So I'm wondering, is that now back in play?
Ah.
I can't see that. Yeah. You're going to have to put that onto both Mike's Facebook page. That's what you have to
do. Nice. Did I actually post that picture?
Yeah. I was like, what are you,
what's wrong with me?
A junior in high school girl?
Christ. What is wrong with me? Did I really? Okay, well, if you're saying I did.
All right, you're going to have to look at the video for this one. Here's our girl.
Oh, her again.
This is, God, what's her name here? She's got a weird name.
Her name is Lopsided Boob Kitty.
This is just a random thing, but, all right, Twitch is doing a lot of live streaming girls in bikinis and little hot tubs and so forth. It's called Hot Tub Meta. And this girl here is Spoopy Kit. And she's one of the people that streams. It looks like she's boiling alive in a giant lobster pot in her front yard or something.
Looks like her one boob is boiling hotter than the other one. Sucker's gonna pop.
She is a little lopsided there. But let me ask you something. Have you seen this? And, you know, don't worry. Your wife's never going to listen or watch this anyway. So you can tell the truth.
Yeah. No. No. And it looks like she's in a kiddie pool.
Well, that's the thing. I would logged on to Twitch and I saw this. There was like a bunch of them. There was a whole bunch of women in little hot tubs and pools. I guess you, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
I do have a little kiddie pool. I mean, I'm welcome to fill it with water here. Maybe I'll get Lisa to do the bikini thing. You get Brenda, we'll be off to the races.
Yeah. There's porn is free on the internet. Why do you need this? Why do you need this? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I guess they're just seeing how far they can push the envelope.
Right. Well, yeah, they're looking for their nickel and diamond, you know. I'm sure there's some kind of monetary thing behind it. You know, the guy who runs the sausage castles made a fortune on Snapchat just running around partying.
Gary Busey's kid.
Nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nephew. And, if you can market it, you can get a dollar from it, people are going to do it.
Is this like the old peep shows from back in the day on Broadway in New York and stuff? And then they cleaned all that up and brought Disney and people in. But I can remember seeing places you'd walk by and there'd be booths and little doorways and stuff.
My sister's first husband graduated high school probably 5 or 6 years ahead of me. So he was just getting out of high school when I was like 14. And him and his best friend would take me, and we would go, like, I'd be like, "Ah, Dad, I'm going to sleep at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night in the middle of July." And then I would, like, walk through the basement and walk out to his car, and we would go to New York City. And at 14 years old, he's taking me to these peep shows and stuff like that.
Nice.
I could tell you freaking stories that would blow your mind.
Go ahead.
Blow your mind. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, running around Times Square, you know, he's like, "Okay, here, go, take this coin and go in this booth and then drop it in." And just like you would see in the old movies, that little door would come up and he'd be like looking, and it'd be like, you know, naked women in there and doing their thing, and there'll be a piece of glass there. And then, like, I go into one time and I'm looking, and all of a sudden his hand comes through. "Do you got a dollar?"
Oh, my God.
And there's no window. I'm like, holy crap.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm 14, and I had no idea, you know, that guys are probably taking care of themselves.
Oh, wasn't no in a clue. Circle? You couldn't see the guy on the other side?
The things you could. It would be like two sides or three sides. And then there was times where you went in, you looked, and there were, like, people taking care of each other. And, yeah, unbelievable. You know, going to these places for like a quarter. And then, of course, they had the booths with the movies. And I've seen a chick take care of a pig.
Oh, my gosh.
A donkey. Nice. A horse. Yeah, what, 14 years old? Yeah, no. Unbelievable. And of course, you head down to like the Greyhound bus station, which is not on 42nd Street, but that's all where all the prostitutes hang out. And we went down there once senior year. I think it was during spring break. And like a bunch of the jocks and a bunch of other guys went down, and a buddy of mine knew them, and they didn't know how to get down there. I did. And this is when we were 17. And we drove down, got into Times Square, grabbed a 12-pack of beer, and then headed down to the Greyhound. And some of the kids, some of the children, we were all freaking 16, 17 years old, took company of some of the ladies that were working on the street. So
nice.
Yeah. And this is all, you know.
Well, that's 45. When it was, you were allowed, you know. You went outside and you stayed out till when? The lights
until
came
the
on.
The street lights went off.
Yeah.
When exactly the street lights right. Go off in the morning.
I'll never forget the first weekend I was in, one of the first weekends I was in high school. Me and my friends planned to do stuff all weekend. And I'm leaving on Friday, and my mom goes, "What time you coming home?" I'm like, "Monday." She's like, "Ha, ha, ha, no, when you coming home?" I said, "Monday," and I left. Well, yeah. Monday came and I returned and she was screaming at me. "Where have you been? I've been worried sick. I've been calling all over." I said, "You asked when I was coming home. I said right. Monday. You chose not to believe it. You laughed at me. Now it's my fault." Obviously, this is before cell phones. This is the 80s.
Right. Well, the thing is my parents' house, or the house I grew up in, was the house that everybody went to.
Right.
So I was always home. And, like, my friends would start showing up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on Friday, and then we'd make the 4-mile trip up to New York State, buy our beer, because, perfect. You know, Jersey was 21, New York was 19 or 18, and we had one friend that we let hang out with us because he was old enough, and he would buy us what we needed, and then we come back, and then by like Sunday morning, my dad's making pancakes for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So, and the thing, like, I don't know if I mentioned in the past, my bedroom was in the basement.
Perfect.
So, we took the rest of the basement, put all the junk to one side,
yeah.
Built a wall, built a door,
yeah.
Got an old refrigerator, got some old mattresses, put a rug down.
That was the one sad thing about moving from Sayreville to Florida, was I had to give up the basement. I could see myself through high school. It had a kitchen, it had its own bathroom. Yeah, the laundry facilities were there, but I had this giant living room type area. We kept the pool table there, and I was like, "Oh, this is going to be great. Here's the music area." You know, I was setting it up, and they were like, "Hey, we're moving to Florida." They don't have basements in Florida.
Yeah, it wasn't a finished basement, but we did. Right. I did put up a sheetrock wall.
Yeah.
And like I said, threw some carpets down, and you could see the rafters in the ceiling, the whole nine yards, all the piping and whatnot. But we just painted it and did whatever we could, and it is what it is.
All right, we're going to be wrapping up episode 19 here. We got less than a minute left here. I do want to give a shout out to my man Gino Losi. Go check out Gino Losi, GinoLosi.com. He's got a picture. He caught this fish last week, Mike. It's huge. It was covered in the whole picture. It was almost as big as he was. That's a freshwater fish, a bass.
Freshwater fish? Wow.
Yeah, shout out to our new subscriber, our latest subscriber, Martina. Thank you so much for subscribing.
Woo.
And go check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. They're a new production of Play It Again, Sam. Dustin Levine's doing some great things out there. Go check out and support the local community theater. I think I can hear our music starting to go. Make sure you remember our rules. Everything's fake. People are stupid. Look at anyone. Go find us where you find stuff.
Yep.